Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted after a lengthy absence, and I'm sorry about that, to welcome back to the program the mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Sam. It's been a while, but it's nice to see you again.
First of all, I wanted to talk about the situation here in the Valley, because for people who are living outside the Valley, and I've been talking about this with everybody we've been taping this week, the fires in Northern California have overwhelmed the news since the shootings down here, but Las Vegas is still an area that is in great distress. Share with us, if you will, your thoughts on what happened that night, what you heard about, and what's going on with the people you're talking to now.
Sam, it was the first time that I've ever seen the unit command actually work like it's supposed to. In any event like this, the elected officials step back, no matter what community the event takes place in, the sheriff then takes control of the situation. The sheriff, with all the police chiefs and the fire chiefs within the valley, meet. The sheriff then directs each city to say, this is what I need. North Las Vegas, I'm bringing all my police officers towards this event area. We don't know what this is or how big it's going to be. So our police and our firefighter took half of the city and ran all the calls and took care of all the policing and, you know, health issues and stuff that the fire department does. The sheriff will also then say, North Las Vegas, I need you to bring me 10 ambulances. Years ago, people used to just rush to the area, and it was such chaos that nothing actually – they were too busy trying to get people out of the way to do their job. Sheriff Lombardo did a fantastic job in unit command here. So though it was a sad event, we have prepared in so many ways to work with events. So if an earthquake happened here, we would be very well prepared. So I would give all the kudos to our sheriffs. And the cities always have the right to send equipment or not. Mayors always do. You know, there's always going to be expense. But the expense of what had happened there was so great that we never reluctantly did anything. We were all on board. Needless to say, we didn't know what was actually going on there. And I think if there's a blessing to this situation, Sam, it was that our system worked. And number two is that we didn't have like the Boston bombing where somebody blew those bombs up with those crock pots and hid in the crowd. We didn't have day seven manhunt in Las Vegas. I mean, the sheriff got there, sealed the area. We knew who was doing, we suppose we know who's doing the killing, and we took care of that. And so now we are healing. And it's a sad thing, but no one in North Las Vegas that I know of, nor any employees in North Las Vegas, were damaged or hurt at all by this. And that is one blessing for this community,
to say the least. Let's talk about economic development. As you may or may not know, I've been very close over the last 15 years with Roger Norman and Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And that's been an example, I think, to the country, if not the world, of how to build an industrial park. You have Apex down here. What have you learned, if anything, from what TRI has been doing that you can apply? I know the city has been doing things in terms of matching Story County in some ways, mm-hmm. With making things more efficient. But what can be done for Apex? Because that seems like such a huge opportunity.
You know, and it is. When I first got elected, Sam, I looked for all the assets that were in the community and how I could turn those into profit for the residents here, and especially not to see this city go under and become the Detroit of the West. You know, we had to make sure this worked. Apex at that time was just some landowners out on the out of the bowl of the valley, about 7 miles from here, who had land, and we just couldn't get any traction there. You know, we needed to get a few utilities, we needed some road work done and stuff. But when we were able to find a company like Faraday, and they came in, all of a sudden that land became land of regional significance. And people could see the big volume of activity that could bring. We have not in Southern Nevada diversified as well as they have done in Northern Nevada. I take my hat off to the boys up north and grows up north on there. They've done a great job. Our job in North Las Vegas is to diversify this economy. And along the way, Sam, diversify the incomes of the families in North Las Vegas. So both of the husband and the wife aren't working on the strip, and another disaster happens. They both lose their jobs. The economy turns. It's good to have somebody maybe working out at Apex building something that's sold somewhere else in the world. And maybe the other spouse does work on the strip or an Air Force base or construction. But to diversify those incomes of those families. So we are going to be the breadbasket of this region. More money will be made in North Las Vegas than anywhere else in the next 10 years. Las Vegas will always have Fremont Street Experience. The Strip will always be in the county. Those will be the boutiques. But North Las Vegas is where the treasure will be in the future, and I'm excited about it.
When they started TRI, and this is going back to 1998, Roger Norman invested in the infrastructure there. So you had fiber optics, you had sewer, you had water, you had the roads built. So when people were brought to that area, they could see that all they had to do was get the permit and mm-hmm. get going. Eventually, and I'm sure that was the plan all along, the state took over the intersection that Roger Norman had built to NDOT standards and took over the road. So now you have USA Parkway going all the way from 80 to 50. Is there an interest from the landowners and or the city to go ahead and put in that infrastructure that would then be much more attractive to people mm-hmm. coming in?
Yeah, that's a good question. Roger is a great guy and a visionary. There's no doubt about it. And I've met Roger a time or two. He had the ability to take down all the property so he could make decisions. We have a lot of owners out there. So there's never been a development team that has come out. There's been individual owners trying to get things going until I became mayor. Now at that point, we decided we're going to do this. Our last challenge, we've already got the sanitation system, all the drawings done. The water system, 50% done. NDOT, what a great organization they are down here. Tracy Larkin Thomason, our NDOT representative, has been at the forefront of making sure we're 93, as you're going up to Northern Nevada through Alamo and Kalliani, Panaca, that intersection now is working properly. So what my last little issue is getting, we've got 32,500 acre foot of water dead-ended in a pipe on the other side of the speedway of the 15 to get that water up to that site. And so we're working right now with some very, very smart people and investor people to get that water moved up there. I lament the fact that Faraday didn't make it, but at the end of the day, we just need the utilities. It will be big when we get Apex squared away up there. And I won't quit until we get it.
Well, and it just seems, you know, if I hadn't have watched so closely what happened to TRI, I wouldn't understand what the potential is. But with what you have for a community, what you have with available land, and the ability to use it for all these different kinds of industrial uses, how's Hyperloop coming along?
Whoa, that's exciting. I don't know if people have been paying attention, but Richard Branson just became a partner in a company. You don't get people like that coming into your business.
So it's now Virgin Hyperloop.
Huh?
They want to make it Virgin Hyperloop.
Yes. I mean, that is huge. They are doing all the testing and everything out here in Nevada. They have an office in California. You know, to travel 735 miles an hour between here and Los Angeles, be there in 35 minutes. I think moving all that stuff off the ports and shooting it into an inland port like here in North Las Vegas would be exciting. But there's also another side is, you know, you'll always hear our beautiful women in this valley saying there's no men here today. Well, they can jump in this little tube. They suck the oxygen out of it, shoot her to California. She go to date somebody over there and go to dinner. I mean, there might be a social side to this thing that gets the masses of people moving just as fast as the cargo moving. So we're excited. I think the future of our children and our grandchildren is going to be spectacularly handled in transportation. We've done, since Eisenhower, maybe a poor job. I think the next generations are going to see transportation really work.
Well, and it's interesting because Elon Musk came up with this concept, but he was too busy with all these other projects that he was working on and passed it off to Hyperloop. Would you be willing to be a passenger in the first Hyperloop?
I've had a chance to go on a jet at the F-15s, but my little stomach won't take that. But I will tell you, in our town, we have Bigelow Space Engineering over here, and they put that big half dirigible on the side of the space station up there. We've got a lot of huge thinkers. The former Tesla, that's in North Las Vegas. We've got some huge businesses in North Las Vegas that we can take advantage of and work alongside. You guys are doing drones big up in Northern Nevada. We've got some big things we could do here if we can just get me to get some things ready with infrastructure.
Well, and you know, you're not doing so badly with drones at Indian Springs.
Yeah, that's true. But that's not North Las Vegas.
No,
but
exactly.
It is Southern Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mayor John Lee when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee. And the city was just named the 15th greenest city in America. Congratulations.
We were excited. Wallet Hub is a very important rating company. And we don't really go out and chase and say, please rate us somehow. We're so busy here doing the work of the people that things just come to us. And sometimes we get one, like maybe 100 worst places in America to eat out. Well, it's because the Strip and Fremont Street are getting all of our people, you know. But when something comes out like this that says we're one of the 15th greenest cities in America, that's pretty impressive. It says great things about what our council is doing. We were number 4 in green space, that's parks. We were number 1 in water quality, 16th in average commute time. Can you imagine living in a community with air as good as this and a commute time that's fast? It's a joy to live here. 8%, 8th in intersection density, and 30th in
percent. Hey, what does that mean?
Well, how many cars are backed up at that intersection?
Oh, okay.
We're moving traffic here, and 30th in percent of electricity from renewable sources. And a lot of this information, to be honest with you, I didn't know we were doing so good in, but this makes me proud as a mayor. That
well,
we must be doing something right.
Exactly. Let's talk about Bigelow. What other things are they working on now? I mean, they're an extraordinary company, as you said, working with the space station.
Bob's an extraordinary leader. He likes to keep to himself and do the things that his mind is capable of thinking of. And so we get just as surprised as anyone else. I know he's working with Washington all the time. I know a lot of members of our community work with them. And he is just such a genius that he could be working on anything right now. I know he believes that there's probably life out there somewhere. So knowing Bob, he's trying to figure out yeah, how he can meet that life, you know. Bob's not going to sit around and just accept the fact that this is what he ought to believe. He's going to try to prove what he believes. We're looking forward to him doing huge things here in North Las Vegas.
Let's talk about the Convention Authority and the projects, the expansion of the Convention Center. This is huge. What, $1.2 billion expansion?
It is. I'm on that subcommittee that's bringing a lot of that construction knowledge to the general committee. Rossi Rollincotter has done a fantastic job of setting the future for North Las Vegas. And we sometimes look over our shoulder, New York's doing this or Orlando's doing that and what everybody's doing. And they seem to be beating us in transportation. They do very well in transportation. I think my goal is to keep an eye on those guys, but to look ahead, where do we want to be 5 years from now and who can we be beating in the future, you know? And I really believe this is going to be something that establishes another 5 million people a year coming here. And they'll stay here for a week or two at a time. They just won't come in for 3 or 4 days and leave. I know he wants to stay here. He's got 40 years in now. He'd like to stay here and finish this project. It's very important to him. And frankly, I don't know anybody else who could finish this project except him with his national, you know, acclaim. This would be wonderful tribute for him. So we're doing big things at Convention Authority.
As you mentioned, you know, you have a great background in construction. As you look at the $16 billion worth of projects that are not only on the table, but actually paid for already, what do you think this is going to do, not just to the Valley, but in specifically for North Las Vegas? Do you think you're going to see a large increase in population?
I do. We've got probably 15,000 people going to be living here in the next 4 or 5 more years, new people. We've got master plan developments are going in all over. We've got a lot of big infrastructure moving to areas that's never had it. And so I can see that we're going to probably – Nellis is going to double its size in the next 10 years, and I think North Las Vegas is going to grow exponentially. I know right now we follow Reno in population. We're not chasing Reno. They're our friends. But I got a feeling that we could go to be number the third largest city in the state. Henderson is just above that. We have a lot of land. So we're going to see a big population growth in North Las Vegas. And we're preparing the city for it. We're working on all our east and west roads and north and south roads. We're getting everything in place. I will not be the mayor that sees a lot of this growth, but I will set the foundation. Some mayor's going to get this and go, man, this is the greatest gig in America. We're really doing foundational things here. They're actually not only going to help this area, but it's going to help the state of Nevada and some of the things that we can actually generate more funds here to do more public service things with.
I want to ask you, and this is somewhat controversial, but you were against this. This is the naming rights for the 51s. They're moving out of Cashman. They're going to Summerlin. And they're going to get $4 million a year naming rights, up to $80 million. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, and I understand they're going to build a beautiful place out there. And I think that whoever puts their name on it, it's going to be bringing a value. I just look at, we've got a wonderful firm right now called R&R that does a great job for a city. Each hotel does a lot of big stuff to brag about why you should come to their hotel. We're doing a lot in advertising. I just didn't feel that that was, at the time I mentioned, a good use of taxpayer money. I thought that money could be spent in other ways because I think we're already covering those areas quite well. And it was just a personal feeling.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mayor John Lee is here for the whole show right after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee. Let's talk about the Raiders Stadium. What do you think this is going to really end up meaning for Las Vegas? It seems like if it all comes to fruition, and there are some that still doubt that it's going to happen, but if it comes to fruition, what do you think it's going to mean?
Well, bless her heart, the county had some property. It was in a place where they wanted it. Transportation, they're still working that stuff out and a lot of things. I wondered at times if it would really generate a new tourist this area. And it's been overwhelming how many people just travel to football games that don't come here for any other reason. I think that Oakland's loss will be our gain. And I think from what I'm understanding, the Raiders want to change their fan base just a little bit. They've got a pretty rough crowd. And I think that a lot of those people will come here. But I think they're going to get a better fan base here. And I look forward, if they're going to come here, for them to be very successful and to be a participant in our community. And I think it'll be exciting for the city. And I will tell you that Oscar Goodman and Carolyn Goodman for years have been trying to do something like this. And I take my hat off to them for meeting every commissioner they could at every sport, letting them know about Las Vegas. I think the Oakland Raiders is a good fit.
And I think it'll be so much more than just football. I mean, you can see international soccer matches, yes, major concerts that we can't handle right now. And also just announced today that MGM Resorts has bought the WNBA, and they're going to be playing over at Mandalay Bay. So that's another. I never thought of Las Vegas as being a major sports center, but it's certainly turning out to be that. What about the monorail? A good idea to expand it to Mandalay Bay?
I think that makes all the sense in the world. I just came back from Europe. I went to 8 countries. I can tell you it's exciting to quickly move from place to place. And it's not a novelty that people move people quickly in this country to allow them to have a good experience. I've often been dissatisfied with between the airport and the convention center, the airport and the strip. I think there's nothing wrong with the monorail. People seem to think light rail is the answer. And then one day it'll come out here to North Las Vegas and maybe out to Apex, all those jobs out there. But we have lagged in leadership. I think there's too many people at the table. We just don't know how to fund it. But there needs to be some strong voice that the city will follow and trust. And we do everything by committee here. And it seems like we don't get anything done. So
you don't think that the monorail is a done deal at this point?
I'm not sure. I think the monorail is doing better and better. I see it working all the time, more and more people getting off of it. I'd like to, in my opinion, I don't know much, but I'd like to expand the monorail system and continue to work with that product and the light rail system right now.
And how viable is light rail at this point as far as the RTC goes?
Well, obviously, we don't have the money down here for it. We're talking millions and millions of dollars in right away. It would be 20 years from now before I think anybody would even ride it because, you know, if you've got $10 in your wallet, Sam, you've got 10 more dollars than the state has. You know, if you're going to look to the state to help you with this, it might be some bonding from the county or something, but we just financially aren't prepared to start that project that I can see. But I've been proven 60% of the time, Sam, I'm 100% right. 40% of the time, I just blow up big. I could be blowing it on this one, but I think the monorail is already in a system, and I wish we could make that work.
And then expand it to the airport?
Yes, right. Immediately. That one.
And that's where you have to leave it. Great to be with you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Sam, and it's good to have you down in Southern Nevada.
And we will be back. And we'll be right back on this program right after this.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As always, you can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. It's a great way to listen to Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.